6 what o'clock.
Is that? 6 o'clock, straight up.
So let's all look at the agenda review. You guys see anything we might need to add? Okay, moving on, let's go to the consent group. Let's look at the school board minutes of February 20th, 2025. See if there's any issues.
Yeah, that looks lovely.
Okay.
Need a motion.
Make a motion to
approve the agenda as written.
Approve all of it, yeah.
Okay. Well, we haven't looked at district. Let's just do one at a time. So approve school board minutes for February 20, 2025. Got a motion?
Yeah. We haven't approved the agenda yet.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Discussion?
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Consent group?
Yeah.
I'll move to approve the consent group board members in minutes of February 20th. District expenditures and approve the next regular scheduled meeting date of April 17th.
Does anybody have any conflicts with 17?
No, I don't. I would second that if nobody has a conflict with April 17th.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Good.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approved. Moving on to administration reports. What you got for us, Don?
All right. I thought it'd be a good time to go over some of the stuff that's currently going on with the Oregon legislature.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, these are not bills that have passed or anything. These are just things they're looking at. Okay. So I don't really feel like you walk out here going, they're going to do these things, because they'll go in front of the Ways and Means Committee and some other committees, and then they'll either move forward or they won't. Okay, but these are some of the ones that are affecting education that have been proposed and are being looked at. And there's a couple of hearings that happened Monday. Some of the hearings are starting to happen, whether or not they're going to move forward or not. So, but some of these, I just want to kind of go through some of these, show, you know, what they're doing. One, class size as a mandatory subject of bargaining. So what that is, allowing teachers to bargain in their contracts, what the class sizes are. So they're looking at stuff with that. Two, the staff injury report, requiring the school to do data collection on any staff that get hurt and report that to ODE. So accountability, this is going to get huge and keep going, but testing scores relating to school finance, the funding. So this is a little bit scary in a sense what they want to do. They're talking about some of the bills. They take they're trying to go up with a matrix to use for your test scores, where your kids are, and then tie that into how much money they're giving you. So that's a little scary when you're talking ODE, you know, dealing with that piece of that. Okay. The concerns obviously are who to ODE is qualified to make those decisions. How are they going to do that? But that's just a major key in this legislative session, that they're trying to put something together.
That sounds like, so, so if you don't, very questionable way to measure standards, because there's so many variables involved, and that being the main factor would be unwise mathematically.
Yeah, but I'm saying, to make you aware, they're trying to put something together. So they are going to come up with some kind of matrix. They are going to come up with some kind of accountability system, and then tie that into school funding.
I saw on the news that a lot of it's going to be based on assessment scores.
Yeah,
could that be. They take once a year.
Yeah. Yeah, but the variable of money a school gets has nothing to do with school results, considering the teachers that are there. I would say that would be your number one factor, not the amount of money the school has. So your ability to get staff and keep staff and have staff that is exceptional would be way more it would influence the score significantly more than the amount of money a school got. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very unwise thing.
Yeah, so I'll keep you updated where it's going, because there's a lot of things being passed. COSA represents the school districts. And so COSA, we've done surveys, kind of share where we are, what our concerns are. Because there's a big difference between a rural school district and a district that's got, 50,000 kids in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't do them the same way. And so they're aware of that. They've been, COSA's been sharing that information with them, sharing our surveys, what our concerns are. So we'll see where it lands. I mean, but obviously, just want to give you a radar that it's, they're on this piece and something's going to come down from it. So
let's not face it. Let's find another way.
Yeah. So
just remember, federal law supersedes state law.
You got to watch that comment. There's a lot of stuff going on.
For probationary period teachers, all they're doing on this one is basically teachers go off probationary period after 3 years. If on this one, if they got hired at a new school and they've already been through a probationary period, then they could come in on a 1 year probationary period. Because right now you have to do 3 and 3. So like a teacher, let's say they taught 15 years somewhere and they come to a different school district, they have to be on probation for another 3 years. So what we're trying to do is just simplify the probationary period. A teacher that already been through them, that you have a 1 year probationary. So supervision of school nurses, only registered nurses can supervise nurses. Right now, some of the ODE situations with nurses, there's people that supervise nurses and organize scheduling and supervise that. They're trying to make it only registered nurses can supervise nurses. This doesn't affect really us in a district. It'll affect ESDs and how they deal with that. Educational data standards, that's kind of related to three, TAG, number 7, TAG related bills. There's a lot of funding, a lot of stuff with TAG, but one of the things we're looking at is funding TAG. So they require TAG, but now they're looking at possibly some funding with that. So.
Like losing funding for TAG?
No, like providing funding.
Providing more.
Okay, yep. So, 8, climate education standards. Forcing all classes and all subjects to have climate change education in all the subjects. All grades. So, 9, computer science classes requiring there to be computer science in all grades. 10, we've talked about graduation requirements with the new civics and personal finance.
That's one I'm actually like, yay!
So,
I understand civics has changed.
Yeah, so definition of civics.
Not what it used to be.
More on that later.
There you go, learning something new.
Who's teaching that personal finance?
We haven't set it up yet.
Not sure.
No. We got to go do the schedule, see who fits where. And then we're going to need extra staff and different how we're going to do those pieces. So
it's in charge.
11, ban on books. Senate Bill 1048, that's they're looking at, called the Freedom to Read Act. So they would force libraries not to be able to ban any books related to
anything.
So race, sex, orientation, religion. Anything of that nature. So, anyway. 12 is kind of interesting. Mandate on later school start times for high school. So looking at Senate House Bill 2359 is making that high school can start no earlier than 8:30, and middle school can start no earlier than 8:30, and middle school 8 o'clock.
They're requiring the same seat time.
So
you're going to extend the day a half hour?
That's bizarre.
Yeah. Luckily, there's just proposed. We'll see what comes of this. Because they're aware, and we've all talked about problems that it causes, so they're aware of it. And
like high school started at 8:30, that we said?
Mm-hmm. Which obviously would put us in the school.
That would mean we'd have to do two different bus runs.
Yeah, well, it creates a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm. It would cause some
bus issues. Yeah. You start middle school, high school differently, which, it's all kinds of things that cause.
Study hall.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's stupid.
Anyway, so. 13, bell-to-bell cell phone ban in schools. So they're looking at a complete ban. They did a superintendent survey where schools were. So I did our surveys that we banned basically cell phones in class time, but allowed to have them other times. That's one of the options. So that's what I marked in our survey. But I've not seen the survey results. The last day for the survey is Friday. So we'll probably see where the survey is and see where they come out on the ban on the cell phones. 14, allowing 16-year-olds to vote in the school board elections. And 15, electric school buses. A couple things in that. If the price is equal to emission bus, you're required to buy the electric bus.
I wouldn't work for the school district.
Yeah, I know. Now, the nice thing about it is they're finding out that this doesn't work. And so they're putting some options in there. One of them was like in certain areas or student, so they know it doesn't work. So when you're in rural areas, it doesn't work.
We travel way too far for those numbers.
But anyway, I thought I'd give you a snapshot of some of the stuff that's going on that we'll all be facing here.
I'm going to call your representative.
We can make legislative comments through OSBA on their website.
Okay. So, all right. Hope I didn't overload you that. Just not filled yet.
Thanks,
so, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. That's all right. I mean, but that's the problem when you have legislation gets together. All these people have ideas. They have no experience in some of this stuff, and they just throw these bills out there. And so that's what happens in these sessions. So anyway, but these are the ones that COSA are pretty much on the radar that there's, these are a little bit more serious than some of the other things that are going on.
Well, these are ideas. Who makes the decision on whether they're accepted or not?
It goes to
the Oregon Senate, right?
Yeah, first it goes to whatever committee it runs through. So it goes to a committee. The committee decides if they're going to pass that bill forward. Then at that point, that's when they have subcommittees, and then it goes, if they pass those, then it goes into the legislature, and they vote on the bills.
Are they thinking about changing the elections law where you can be 16 now to vote?
For school board elections.
Yeah.
Not anything else, just school board elections.
Now, why is that relevant? Like, I would like to know the history behind why this decision was made.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
There aren't too many 16-year-olds who pay attention to the whole scope of what's taking place, whether they pay attention to
There's a big push,
especially like in Portland and some of the bigger districts, to let the students have input. They're actually having committees with students on them now. And so that's where the push is kind of coming from. So some of those bigger districts. Hmm.
Well, there's a reason we set 18 as the standard for that. Young minds are influential.
Yep. So, all right.
Boy, I'm super happy to follow that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. You can have better news going on.
Yours will be way more positive.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit anybody on the negative side of all the bills.
We're looking good financially. So you do have your financial reports in here. The ending fund balance is looking really good for the year. We have been very cautious with the spending throughout the year. So we had budgeted about $850,000 would be our ending fund balance. Currently, barring any catastrophes or any big expenditures, we're looking at about $1.8 million. So quite a bit more than what was budgeted and anticipated, which I'm excited about. That just means that it puts us in that good financial spot moving forward, especially with unknown circumstances from the federal government, and then not even having concrete numbers from the state yet. So things are looking really good. We're on track with expenses and revenue, and it's all going well. We will start budget this month. So that will be coming. We'll work with Dawn and staff and get that put together and the budget meetings in May.
So I have a question. Yeah. We set a goal of ending balance budget at, what was it?
14%. 15,
I thought it was 15.
15%.
Yeah, 15.
Right now you're projected to hit 32%.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Wow. That sounds fantastic. God knows when we might need it.
Yeah, the other school district right now, I just heard from Yoncala that they're laying off 3 IAs in this other district. Other districts in Douglas County, they're looking at laying people off. So
let's keep the good work up.
Obviously not in that position right now, so that's good.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
All right, moving on. Comments by student representatives. Seeing none, hearing none. Moving on. Comments by employee groups. Seeing none, hearing none, moving on. Items for information. We don't have any this time. So, all right, well, all the way down to items for action, the superintendent evaluation approval.
So we're going to have to go into executive session to evaluate.
Okay.
Good.
It's already an action item, so yeah. Somebody just has to make a motion to approve it.
I would make a motion.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Discussion?
That we do that work.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Wilson said yes too.
Oh, Wilson said yes. Okay. But like Wilson, like the little ball.
All right. So we don't have any items for action for future meetings. We'll move to consent for the next meeting. So, and then we don't have any comments by individual board members either. No. So it is 7:20. We can call this meeting adjourned.
All right.